Chris from South County.
GM Country. A lot of people talk about changing America. And a lot of people talk about what they'll do to change America. But let me paint a picture for you. Next couple of days, next couple of weeks, you're going to walk into a supermarket and you're going to walk in the beer aisle and you're going to see a beer. And the beer is going to say American Patriot Beer. And you're going to think to yourself, I've never seen that before. Well, let me tell you a story about American Patriot Beer. They're out to change America. One beer at a time. That's their slogan. St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated, American brewed, American beer. It's great. It's American Patriot Beer Light and American Patriot Beer Lager. Cool, crisp taste, American made beer made right here in America. You want to change America? Buy American. American Patriot Beer. Taking back America one beer at a time. American Patriot Beer.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window?
I just met John Hadley.
Wow, yeah. The John Hadley.
That was John Hadley.
I must take a trip to California.
He's weird.
Well, a lot shorter than I thought.
And he sounds taller.
Yeah.
It's time to talk a little pet talk. He won't be lonesome. We have your pet's best friend standing by. He's in the radio imaginary green room. Having his ponytail retightened and his beard combed out. He is Dr. Doug Vernikoff. He's with the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic. He is the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic, he and his staff. And he's brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. You need a cab, you want a clean cab, then you want Laclede Cab. 314-652-3456. Oh, and here are our phone numbers. They're already lighting up. We'll put you right up on the board. And first come, first serve, free advice from one of the best in the biz, Dr. Doug. Here are the numbers, 314-969-KTRS or toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. Here is Dr. Doug Vernikoff.
Hey, how's everybody?
Doing great, Doctor. How are you?
I am AM in the PM.
Well, of course you are. Hallelujah. All right, the latest update on the Vernikoff brothers.
You know, they are just doing really well. They did a great gig over at the Lou Fest or the St. Louis Fest.
Don't call it Lou Fest. Oh, my goodness.
Lou Fest sounds like a sandwich and a delicatessen, actually. Yeah. But anyway, they're doing well. They've created software, the social software marketing for the music industry, and they're working to get that funded, and they're just pretty amazing guys.
When will we see them on Saturday Night Live? Because, see, I think there are certain things that happen where you know you've turned a big corner. One is when the host of Saturday Night Live walks out and says, our musical guest tonight, the Vernikoff brothers.
Boy, I can't wait.
You've made it.
I hope I live to see that.
Or if they're on, you know how the Today Show blocks off a couple of blocks.
Oh, sure.
And they have the outdoor concerts, and then Matt Lauer says,
Ellen DeGeneres would be a good one, too.
That's true. If they could get on her show, she could launch them pretty big.
Yeah.
Well, that'll all happen in time. Yeah. You want to talk to some listeners and pet owners?
Sure.
Let's do that. Let's start with John. John, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug.
Hey, John, how are you?
I'm well. About a month ago, I had to put down my beloved dog. He became anemic. Went through quite a bit of specialty work with him over the course of a month. Have you ever heard of extended use of a plastic bowl leading to
toxicity,
causing them to become anemic? This wasn't a standard dog water bowl. It was a Cool Whip bowl. I had a variety of bowls throughout the house, steel bowls throughout the house and such, but there was one extra bowl that I used quite often.
Was that diagnosis made by a pathologist or just a supposition kind of guess?
No, this was from a veterinarian and then from a specialty clinic that...
Okay. I haven't had that experience, but, depending on who reviewed the source, and certainly I would imagine that if there was some material that was kind of flaking off or not, you know, kind of mixing in with the food or the water that was toxic, that certainly it could cause chronic exposure to a lot of chemicals, can cause anemic conditions that are kind of generalized and nonspecific. But I don't know the specific issue that they are addressing or what they're assuming, but if you want to give us information and share it with me, I'll be happy to do homework. So just
that'd be wonderful.
Feel free to call me or contact me, and I'll do what I can.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
All right. I'll go to Beth. Beth, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Beth. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I am calling about, I have an approximately 9-year-old foster Labrador retriever who was dumped by his family, moved away and didn't take him.
Uh-huh.
And he drinks incessantly.
You mean alcohol?
Well, I don't know. I've never tried that. Perhaps he would. But we did a bunch of blood work on him, and his kidneys are normal, and he doesn't have diabetes or anything like that. The only thing he had was a little bit underactive thyroid, and he's on medicine for that. But any idea, the doctor said, well, maybe it's just behavioral.
It can be behavioral, but there's also something called diabetes insipidus. It's different than the standard diabetes that we think about. We call it diabetes mellitus.
Diabetes and syphilis.
There's a syndrome that may be influenced by the parts of the brain, the pituitary gland, the anterior pituitary.
Yeah.
So you might want to talk to your vet about revisiting that as a possible cause. But iatrogenic drinking like that, in other words,
what did you call it?
Huh? Iatrogenic means that of no known cause.
Well, we know what it means. We think we're stupid.
Yeah.
Iatrogenic. Everybody knows what that means.
Well, that could be a consideration too. That's what I think he's talking about, is just a behavioral change. But I would still, there's also the option to review with one of the internal medicine specialists around town who can kind of go to the next level with some of the testing and special testing that might be needed. And again, I haven't seen the blood work, and so it's sort of hard to judge, but I think you might still have some more medical options. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Okay,
right, Beth. Thank you. Now, doctor, you must be at the clinic because I hear dogs barking.
No, I just have a little tape recorder. I want to look important, so I said, turn it on. It's dog barking type.
Oh, you know what? That's very smart.
Yeah.
You play the sound effect of dogs barking. Mm. That way, if your wife's listening, she won't know you're at a bar. Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
That's very clever. Let's bring Kevin in here. Kevin, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug, it's Evan.
Hey, Kevin, how are you?
No, it's Evan. Dan screwed it up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, last time you called me even, so, you know. We're getting
he'll get it right eventually. What's up,
Dr.
Evan?
Dr. Doug, question. We just picked up adopted a part black lab and part, we don't know what the other part is, 8-month-old yesterday.
Male or female?
And the coat, it has kind of an oily coat to it, and we're told wait 24 hours because of microchip, and we're giving them like an oatmeal bath or whatever. But is there a general type of food that might work better with, you know?
What food are you on?
My wife just picked up some, I want to say it was Pro something, but
Purina product, maybe.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah, there's one called Pro Pack, I believe. But I think that you might want to have your veterinarian review this, but there are some products that could be used either diet-related or even something that goes into the, like a supplement that might be helpful for the skin condition. And I can't see it, so I can't really judge it or assess it, but it sounds like a little bit extra oil is sometimes called seborrhea.
Yes.
And if it is a seborrhea complex, there are special shampoos and supplements that can be used to kind of retard some of that activity. So I'd say you've got plenty of options to look into it, and I appreciate you adopting. I wanted to thank you for that, because that's really important.
And then one quick question. They found him by the river, basically.
Well, hold on here. Hold on, Evan. What was that, doctor? What were you doing there?
That was, what's his name?
Chris Farley?
Yes.
Let's hear that again.
Down by the river?
Sounds just like it. I thought that was Chris Farley.
I had no idea he did impressions.
Wow.
I was so quick. Did you see how I just picked that up?
Yeah,
we did.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you were starting to ask?
Yeah, it's, we're trying to, you know, teach them to walk on a leash. This is only the second day. But is there any, I'm not going to just drag them, of course, but is there any good techniques as far as trying to get...
Yeah, I'm not specifically a trainer, but one thing you can do is start with a long line, maybe a 16 to 18 foot line and give them a little more sense of freedom on that line.
Okay.
You still have control, but if you're right on top of them on a 6 foot, a typical 6 foot kind of lead, he's going to be much more cautious about moving, and we don't know what his history is, of course. So yeah. Give him a little more time, spend some time just, you know, nothing special, just loving him up and getting him secure in the relationship, and then start to work with a trainer to get some command methods down so that you can get him comfortable with you, the lead, and all the things you want to do with him.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Evan. Now, before we take our next call, is Jill. The texts and the emails are pouring in with the audience, people in the audience who are blown away by your Chris Farley. What I'd like to do, Doctor, is play Chris Farley, the actual, and then have you repeat what he says. Ladies and gentlemen, you're not even going to believe it. It's going to sound identical. Play Chris Farley.
And I live in a van down by the river.
Now, Doctor, go ahead.
And I live in a van down by the river.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
So you think I have another alternative life opportunity?
Well, you know, look, when the Bernikoff brothers are out on the road, they're going to need an opening act.
Oh,
you
can
come out as, let's see, let's call it Chris Gnarly. You can call yourself.
Or just come out and say that line. And they, thank you very much.
Yeah, just say, I live in a van down by the river. Thank you. Here are the Pernikoff brothers. That's all you do. Let's get Jill in here. Jill, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Jill.
I am calling on behalf of a very good friend of mine who has an English Mastiff. He weighs 210 pounds.
How much?
And recently, the dog is experiencing gait problems. And it has progressed to where he can't get up.
How much did he weigh?
Did you say 210?
Yeah, 210 pounds.
Wow!
That's not unusual for an English Mastiff. Those are big dogs. Yeah, I think
so at the veterinarian for maybe a tick-borne illness. He says he thinks that there might be a neurological problem, but
how old is the dog? Do they know? Legs.
Here, when she's speaking, she can't hear you, Doctor. It's a cheap phone system. He wants to know, Jill, how old the dog is.
The dog is 2.5.
Okay. Oh. And it just went down on its rear legs, is what you're saying?
Yes, it started out where it fell down the steps, so they thought maybe he had injured himself, but they took him to the vet, and we think that the reason why he fell down the steps was because he was losing
weakening
his strength
in some way. Yeah, I mean, there are some tick-borne diseases that may be responsible. There's also a mycoplasma condition, which is a weird kind of bacteria that can affect the joints and make them weak, and sometimes that responds to the same kind of drug that they would use for ticks. That's the doxycycline or the tetracycline drugs. I don't know if they put you on that drug or not, but that's what I would probably be approaching. And then the other thing they might do is consider an x-ray, even a joint tap, just as they would in a human, to see if there's fluid in there, and try and look at the cells to see if there's something that points to one issue or another. But the symptoms are kind of generalized. It's a big, big dog. You know, it still could be orthopedic in nature, and there are a lot of options diagnostically, and maybe, again, I keep suggesting these specialty groups, but there are some wonderful orthopedic specialists that might, and infectious disease people that might get a handle on it, whereas the actual everyday veterinarian can only go so far with your diagnostics. So look into it, and if you have other questions, just call us, and we'll help guide you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jill.
Wow.
I
can't get over the Chris Farley.
It's amazing.
I know.
It's unbelievable.
I've been practicing, and I got a little, remember the one skit where he did with, when he was one of the dancing guys?
The Chip and Dale.
Patrick Swayze.
Yeah. You have a line from that you'd like to share with us?
No, but I look like that.
Really? I don't know that I'd be proud of that.
I'm not.
Unless it was a Patrick Swayze one.
Are you saying you look like Patrick Swayze without a shirt, or?
Not
I'm going to go with Farley.
In between.
Definitely Chris Farley.
Yes. All right. Well, Doctor, pleasure as always. We'll do this again next week.
Thank you so much. Right. Be well. Bye.
There he goes. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody. Yeah. Off into the sunset to heal another animal.
Heal.
Or to teach an animal to heal. He's not one of those people, though. He doesn't do the classes.
Behavioralist.
Yeah, he's a medicine man. He's a veterinarian. They don't do that stuff. We are awaiting the arrival of John Landolf Jr. He should be on any moment, live and direct from his palatial offices. I don't know if how many people have been in those offices.
I've never got to see it. Yeah.
Well, there's the office that he lets a lot of people see. Then there's the real office, the indoor pool.
Palatial.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Indoor pool. And pool table. And carousel with the horses.
Whoa.
Yeah. Moved and disassembled from Europe and then reassembled in his office when his kids were little.
Well, he deserves it. He's
Work hard. You do well. I guess we're still waiting, I guess, for him. Is that right?
Yes. He's in a meeting and... they're trying to get him out of the meeting.
Well, does he did he not know what time he was going to be on here?
Oh.
How dare he put business before before this? Well, that means we have maybe a couple of minutes. As we wait for John Landoff, I thought I would mention, for anybody who doesn't think this country is really racially divided, I found this very interesting yesterday. I read these poll numbers, and it was one of these credible, legitimate pollsters, Gallup, Harris, somebody. And they went out and they polled people and who they're going to vote for. And they had it broken out by income, race, blah, 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 you know, down the line, professional people, blue-collar people. And it said that the black people that were asked, I believe the number was 93 or 95% said they would vote for Obama. Caucasian white people, 43% said they vote for Obama. I just found that very interesting, that we still are really kind of, in a sense, messed up in this country in terms of black and white and who goes into what corner. I just thought that was interesting. And I also find it funny almost how they spin and these conventions when they, you know, it's calculated as to who's going to be at the podium at what time and what race they're going to be. I don't know if you watched last night, but you know, both parties brought a Hispanic speaker up. In fact, the keynote speaker, I believe, was Mark Rubio for the Republicans. And then, of course, last night, the mayor of San Antonio is a very impressive guy. But it's just funny to me. It's like some kind of a contest. Okay, all right, you had a Hispanic guy, so we're going
to
have
a Hispanic
guy.
Right, we all need to try to get that vote.
And then we're also going to have, you had this, we'll have this. And it's like some kind of game. It's laughable.
It's like commercials, though. They do that. They have all, you know, they have a bunch of kids. They have like every nationality.
Yeah, they try to act like that. Let's say it's a car sale. You know, it's Nissan's big annual, and you look at the showroom, there's a little Hispanic kid, a black kid, a white family. It's no place is like that, where it's that evenly distributed. It's just funny to me. It's so much that's not real. You know, it's all sort of...
It's a big game.
It's a game, and it's created so that we'll see what they want us to see.
John is in a very high-level meeting right now, so...
Did they say how high?
No, they didn't say how high, but...
Should I step in and take over?
Yes, you should.
Well,
I think
I'd be happy to do that. Let me tell you a little bit about John Landoff, Jr. First of all, he's the son of John Landoff, Sr., and the father of John Landoff, III.
Mm-hmm.
Like to start with that. He's a Chevy dealer.
Sticks, I think. A triple Sticks, isn't that what they call him because of the third, the three
that's
lines?
Right.
Yeah,
his son's nickname is something like Triple Sticks.
Really?
Because when you have the third, it's in Roman numerals, like three sticks, triple sticks. Now, he's also a guy who, he's a nice guy. That sounds ridiculous, but before he came on the air here, one of the sales reps here at the station said, have you ever met John Landoff? And I said, no, I've met Senior at years ago. I said, but I don't know Junior. Why? And he said, I just think of all the car dealers I've ever had to deal with or work with, he may be the nicest. He's not Liz. He can't hear this.
No.
I would never want him to hear this. But he said, I think he may be the nicest car dealer I've ever met. That is a pretty big statement.
That is.
And I thought, wow, that's something to say, nicest. And then I met him, and he was nice. He's not quite as nice as I was hoping he'd be. And here's what I mean by that. To me, a really nice car dealer would give me a demo to drive.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you're really nice. And then I would say, wow, this guy, that's as nice as it gets. when they say to you, Frank, I'd like for people to see you in various Chevy products, maybe for a couple of months, a big Silverado fully loaded truck, then an Avalanche and a Camaro, then a Cruze. That would be nice. Except for that, he's really, you know, he's really nice. And this business about meeting customers, that's not a radio shtick or a gimmick. Nothing would make me happier. I would actually be giddy if I could tell you the name of a dealer or at least a couple of dealers that are just the opposite of that. They don't want to meet you. They avoid meeting you. The name is on the dealership, but you will probably never meet him. If you do, it'll be by accident. It's real with him. He gets a big kick out of shaking the hands, and if he could, he'd shake the hand of every single person that bought a car there. But he does take, on occasion, some time off. He'll do a little bit of hunting every once in a while. He'll take vacation with his boys and his family. But I think if everybody that bought a car there said, one of the terms and conditions of this sale is that I want to meet and shake the hand of John Law, nope, then he'll make it possible. He'll arrange a meeting, you come back, and he'll meet you. He wants to meet you so he can personally thank you. So it really is true that you can buy a car, in this case a Chevy, and not have it be that horrible experience that so many people seem to think it is. And I've never really understood how some people can dread buying a car as much as they do, yet I sort of do understand it. Because when you're pounced on when you walk in the showroom immediately by somebody who tries to corner you and get you to commit, here, go ahead, sign this, here, let's commit right now. But that would bother me too. This is going to be a fun experience. If it's not, I want to hear from you. I do. And I hear from a lot of people who go and shop and buy at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Now, I know that if you're sitting out there and you absolutely have decided you do not want a Chevy, I'm a realist. I know that somebody who's looking at a Mercedes convertible is not going to go, well, it's either the Mercedes or the Chevy Cruze. I get it. But if a Chevy is a candidate, if that's on your list of possibilities, do us this favor. Just give John Londoff a shot at your business. Give his dealership a shot. That's all we want. You give him a chance, and you tell him your AM and the PM. That's all we ask. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet there at the Washington Elizabeth exit. Even though the sign says Elizabeth Washington, for some reason everybody says Washington Elizabeth exit off 270. You could go to Londoff.com, or you can call 314-837-1800. Is it 1800 or 8100?
1800.
18. I was right, 1800. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
With your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Washington Elizabeth. That just has a ring to it.
Yes, it does.
All right, we're looking at southbound 270. We've got stop-and-go traffic from the Clayton Road overpass through Doherty Ferry. Then once you get south of Tesson Ferry, we've got two incidents. We've got a stalled pickup that MoDOT's with. It's on the right shoulder, but then just a little bit further south than that before the Thies Road overpass, we had a pickup truck that ran off the road, hit a pole, and looks like they hit that sound barrier wall, and the police are with it now. That's off on the right shoulder, but you've got slow traffic between Tesson Ferry and the Thies Road overpass. Baseball traffic has let out, and so we have stop-and-go traffic on westbound 64 between Boyle and McCausland. You're slow again from 270 through Mason, and then from the Spirit overpass out to the Boone Bridge. It's heavy there. Also on westbound 70, it's heavy around Goodfellow, Jennings Station Road through Lucas and Hunt. A little heavy past the airport, and then from Mid River Small Drive through T.R. Hughes. Look for a big slowdown there. This traffic report brought to you by the new Kia Optima Limited midsize sedan. Elegance performance technology. If you'd like to learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or go to mykiastlouis.com. With your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi everyone, Victoria Babu here, and this weekend on my show, Smart Living, at 11 a.m. Saturday, as the 11th anniversary of 9/11 approaches, you'll hear from an ordinary Midwest mom whose anger then is now bringing terrorists to justice. Her book, The Unexpected Patriot, is featured in my Kindle Club. Our diet diva, Jen McDaniel, helps us eat healthy without breaking the bank, and life coach Jill Farmer helps us unlearn bad habits.
It's Smart Living with Victoria Babu, presented every Saturday at 11 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-933-5259. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-933-5259. Again, get your free demo now, 1-800-933-5259. That's 1-800-933-5259.
Stuffies are cuddly creatures on a mission to keep your kids' treasures safe. So we ask kids across America, what's in your stuffy?
My stuffy keeps my candy from my brother.
My dino holds all my favorite cars. See, his eyes are always watching my stuff.
Stuffies have top secret pockets that are fun to discover.
There's a lot of pockets to this thing.
Kids always have stuff to store. With Stuffies, they'll find room for more and more. Now, as part of our special radio offer, your child's Stuffy will arrive with a free full-size storybook and free super secret surprise inside.
Whoa!
Surprise your child with a Stuffy today. For this special radio offer with free storybook and surprise, text the word LOVE to 99000. Must be 18 years or older to order.
Stuffies, it's what's inside that counts.
Text the word LOVE to 99000.
Susie Orman on life insurance.
Susie, I've got life insurance through work. That's enough, isn't it?
I don't think so. You know, the truth of the matter is you need enough insurance to generate the income to replace what your salary is in case you were to die. So if you're making $50,000 a year, chances are you need more than what you have at work. Check out term life insurance.
A man 43 in excellent health can get a 10-year $500,000 term life insurance policy through SelectQuote for under $27 a month. For your free quote, call 1-800-900-1537. 1-800-900-1537. 1-800-900-1537. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
What happens when you get a better interest rate?
Get to a better place.
You get to a better place in your life. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Right now, rates and APRs are in the threes. That's right, the threes. Call today and speak to one of our licensed mortgage consultants to find out how we can save you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Take advantage of these historically low rates. Getting to a better place financially is just a phone call away. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Don't put it off. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999, or visit AmericanEquity.com.
American Equity Mortgage, named one of the top 100 mortgage companies in America 2011 by Mortgage Executive Magazine. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender, 314-878-9999, or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
A green light turning yellow. A sudden rush hour slowdown. However you measure confidence, get more with the Midas Secure Stop Brake Service. New brake pads or shoes that come with a guarantee good for as long as you own your car. Just $39.99 per axle, installation extra. Midas. Total car care. Total customer care.
Installation, additional parts, labor, shop fees, and taxes extra. Most vehicles. See manager for guarantee terms at participating Midas.
If you can hear my voice on the radio, Window World will come out and give you a free in-home estimate. Window World Windows, started by two North County guys who met in college, and they have grown Window World into the number one remodeler in Missouri and the number 36 nationwide by Qualified Remodeler Magazine. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800, 0% financing through January 2014. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800 or windowworldst.com.
Motorhomes, travel trailers, fifth wheel trailers, and more. RVs, RVs, and more RVs at the St. Louis Fall RV Show and Sale. Get your best deal now on new models and closeouts. This Friday through Sunday, outdoors at St. Louis Mills Shopping Center. Free admission.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. A family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops.
314-822-7100.
Target Talk St. Louis every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms from competitions to firearm safety.
In a little cafe just the other side of
who this is. I'm just drawing a blank. Hang on. Who is it?
Caramillo?
Oh, JJ in the American. Jay Black. Okay. I don't know a lot about football or sports, but I know a good-looking football when I see it, and I am looking at pictures, because I haven't seen the real thing yet, of a commemorative football as we celebrate the Missouri Tigers entering into the SEC. On the phone, a guy we talk to a couple of times a year, and only when something big in the world of sports happens that deserves special attention, and that's the case now. Bob Iback is with us from Nyco Sports. Hello, Bob.
Punch him up.
Oh, yeah. That was my fault. Bob, if you said hello back, we didn't hear you. That's my fault because I didn't hit the button.
Here I was, Frank. I was starting to sing to you. No, I won't.
Well, you can start over if you'd like. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing again?
Good. We only have you on a couple times a year, and when you come on, it means that something special has been produced. And in this case, there are only 2012 of these footballs. Obviously, it's the year 2012. And I'll let you, I've seen pictures. I haven't seen the football yet, but I will let you tell people what this football looks like. There are four panels to a football, four leather panels. I'll let you tell them what's on these panels because it's pretty slick looking.
It really is, and it's special for me because not only do I enjoy helping out the Make-A-Wish Foundation of Missouri, but my daughter Kelsey went to Mizzou, and she graduated a couple of years there, so I had a chance to go down and see a lot of games over the years in Columbia when she was there. This football that we're doing is for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. We're trying to get a whole bunch of wishes granted for these youngsters who have some life-threatening medical conditions, and it comes with a gorgeous acrylic display case for $99, only 2012 made, and as you mentioned, they do have these specific white panels on the ball. Actually, two of them are white, and then one has a beautiful panoramic photograph of Mizzou Stadium in Columbia. It was taken last year. It goes from one side of the football to the other. It's really stunning.
This is very hard to describe to people, but if you can imagine taking, and with today's technology and the graphics ability with computers, they have been able to put a photograph onto the leather football. One panel of the ball is an oval sort of panoramic shot of Faurot Field. It's pretty amazing. And then the other two are, as you said, white. And one of them says 2012 Missouri Tigers SEC and has the Western Division teams and the Eastern Division. And the other panel says 2012 Missouri Tigers football, limited edition. And then it has the championship history of the team and the stadium and team history listed.
Yeah. It's really cool, especially with having the SEC logo on that one panel. It gives you both the Eastern and Western divisions. Of course, Missouri's going to be playing against a whole group of new schools, and they're in the Eastern Division there, along with Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Vanderbilt. And, of course, the Tigers open up their SEC season this Saturday down in Columbia against Georgia, which is, I believe, seventh ranked in the country.
Yeah.
So I think these footballs will really go over very well. I have one setting up a prototype in my home office. And if folks want to go ahead and help out the Make-A-Wish, we've given two different ways you can call and one to go to the website. Again, $99 gets you the football. and the display case, with also a very nice numbered certificate of authenticity which goes with it. You can call today toll-free. It's 1-800-345-2868. And again, 1-800-345-2868. Or simply go to the website, nicosports.com, N-I-K-C-O sports.com, and you can order it right there. And, Frank, you know, it's never too early if you're a Mizzou fan, and I know everybody's excited after that first big win. They scored 62 points last weekend. Christmas holidays coming up. Great gift idea. You get this mailed to you within 5 or 6 weeks and can use it for that Mizzou fan in your life for the holiday season.
And a lot of people think, oh, it's too far out to talk about the holiday. No, it's not, because, you know, I'm one of those procrastinator type people. I wait till the day before. But this is a case where if you have somebody who's a hardcore Mizzou fan, that's one worry you can set aside. What do I get so-and-so for Christmas or Hanukkah? It's over. It's done. This is it. You get it. You put it away. And that's one thing out of the way. And you know you've gotten the perfect gift for a Mizzou fan. So it may seem like it's far out, but like you said, it's 5 or 6 weeks for delivery. The peace of mind of knowing you have it. You have it early in advance of the holidays. And again, $99 and only 2,012 of them. And the certificate of authenticity. It's a beautiful football. And I'm going to guess that it won't take too long to sell 2012 of these.
No, I think we can sell this thing out by game time on Saturday. And certainly, like you said, it's a low number of footballs. You won't find these in stores, so don't think you can go out there, you know, and go shopping in a store to find these, or even go to the stadium down in Columbia. These are only being made just for the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and it only helps out Make-A-Wish kids in the state of Missouri. I want to point that out. And we're closing in on $2 million now that we've raised for children's charities.
Now, I've tried and tried to figure out a way how to get people to remember it, NICO, and how to spell it, because a lot of people are in cars right now. They're not going to remember the phone number. NICO Sports, and I know a lot of people want to go, well, N-I-C-K-O. No, N-I-C-K spells Nick. Okay, it's not Nico, it's NICO. So N-I-K-C-O, and I, for the life of me, N-I-K-C-O-Sports.com. I have tried to come up with a way, an easy way to remember that, and the best thing that I've come up with is just to say that it's not Nick, it's NICO. It's not N-I-C-K, it's N-I-K-C. That's the best way I can, that's how I remember it, is if I start to spell the name Nick, I just flip the C and the K, and you've got it.
Or you could do it like bingo, N-I-K-C-O, N-I-K-C-O.
Let's go with my way.
We could start a jingle there, right?
NICOsports.com. You go there.
Now, see, I'm not going to be able to go to sleep tonight after you start singing that. I'm going to have that little jingle in my mind. NICO.
NICO is his name.
So get on the computer and place your order. Or if you have a really good memory and you're in the car and you can remember this number. And again, this is easy for me because it goes back to the baseball commemorative stuff. It's that 345 bunt. Same number, 800-345 bunt. I know it's a football, but the bunt thing still works for me. So we'll move some footballs. I have no doubt about that. Bob, nice to talk to you. Always a pleasure.
Frank, it's always a pleasure talking to you as well. And be safe, and we'll catch you down the road real soon.
You got it. Thank you, Bob.
Bye-bye now.
Okay, that NICO. A lot of money. That Make-A-Wish thing. Don't get me started on that. It's real easy to tear up thinking about kids that are terminal. Make-A-Wish is a great, great organization. Do we have a little time to kill here? Can we take some calls?
I think so.
314-969-Kate. Jump in here if you've got anything you want to throw in, because we have a couple of minutes. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. The tickets to Rodney Carrington, I want to mention, that we gave away were courtesy of Bobby Whitehead at the Outdoor Guide Magazine.
Oh.
So thank you, Bobby, for the tickets to Rodney Carrington. OutdoorGuideMagazine.com if you want to get your hands on a really slick publication that has everything to do with the outdoors. So thank you, Bobby, for the tickets. And then I'll mention, too, if any of you out there, if you're boomers and you have a parent who was in World War II, there's this thing called the Honor Flight, and I don't know how it got started. I need to go online and look it up. I used to know the story, But my dad, October 5th, has been on a wait list for about a year, and he is absolutely thrilled to death. He got a call that he is now going to be... What happens is he's in San Diego, so it's a direct flight to Washington, D.C., and what they do is they take about 90 or 100 of these old guys who are World War II veterans. They don't pay for anything.
Oh, nice.
They board a charter flight to Washington, and they do these all over the country, and it's, I think, paid for just by donations.
Do they go visit memorials and stuff
yes,
like that?
Yes, they take them, they get them to Washington, and they've got doctors and nurses, because they know these guys are old, and they have everything taken care of, the hotel room. It's an unbelievable thing for these World War II. But my dad is so excited.
That's great.
And he's not real mobile. He doesn't get around well. So my brother's going to go with him and push the wheelchair. But they take them to everything that they know they would appreciate seeing that they've never gotten to see.
And
in
all
Washington,
the other guys
D.C.
that they get to see.
They get to meet other vets, other World War II vets, and swap stories. They have a big dinner, a banquet.
Wow.
And then my understanding is that from the time they board the plane till they come back home, everywhere they go, they are saluted. The staff and the people involved with this honor flight thing treat them like they're all generals or admirals. It's a pretty slick deal. So if you got a chance, just Google honor flight. And if you have an uncle, a relative, grandpa, dad, mom, maybe it's a female, I'm sure they have women that go too. Just Google honor flight and see what's involved in getting whoever it is you want to get on the list, because once they get the call that they've been accepted, and the way it works, the reason my dad was put off for about a year, they just told him flat out, we got some guys in their 90s who aren't going to be around much longer, and they're really, really feeble. We want to get them here as quickly as we can. So they base it on... You know,
you youngster have to wait a year.
Yeah, my dad, that young kid, 86, he had to wait, but it's finally happened. So honor flight, if you can remember that, you might want to Google it and see if you can get whoever you want to guess. I don't know how long they're going to do this, because eventually the funds will run out. But I think some wealthy guy started this whole deal, and I think it's a great idea. Can we take a quick break, and we'll come back, and we'll hook up with Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
With another look at the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklandine airborne traffic. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Gina. Well, they've cleared those incidents that were on southbound 270 between Tesson Ferry and Thies. They are still slow now from 64 down through Doherty Ferry. We just got a report of an accident, Wild Horse Creek Road at Old Chesterfield Road. Downtown, eastbound 64, with the baseball traffic having let out, you've got stop-and-go traffic from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. We also have eastbound 5570 slowing from about 4th Street to Highway 64. Westbound 70, once again, you are slow as you go past the airport to about Cypress. And then you have a slow pocket between Zumbel and 94, stop-and-go Mid-Rivers Mall Drive through T.R. Hughes. Eastbound 270, slowing just a little bit from Lindbergh through 170. And this report's brought to you by BP. Want to go a little farther between Phillips? Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it can help you get a few more miles per tank. Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
A couple of very big containers arrived early, and Affordable Kitchens and Baths has a problem. Their problem is our benefit, because starting Thursday, September 6th, Affordable Kitchens and Baths does not have enough room for everything that's going to be delivered. So an impromptu fall warehouse sale courtesy of Affordable Kitchens and Baths. If you're looking for scratch and dent appliances, normally they're at closeout prices. Now 10% off those already ridiculously low prices. 10% more off of 2-centimeter granite counter slabs. How about in-stock marble vanity tops as well as cabinets, Affordable Kitchens and Baths, formerly South Highway 94, now 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway. It starts Thursday, September 6th, runs through Saturday, September 8th. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths. They got too much stuff. So if you're looking for anything kitchen or bath-wise, Affordable Kitchens and Baths starts Thursday, September 6th, runs through Saturday.
I've lost so much hair and it's so thin that I don't even want to wash my hair anymore.
I wish my hair was as easy to manage as it used to be, but now it's so dull and lifeless.
I used to get so many compliments on my hair. Now I'm embarrassed. People can actually see my scalp.
Do you wish you could turn back the clock and reclaim the hair you used to have? Would you like to regrow thicker, fuller hair? If so, we're going to send you a risk-free trial of a system specially formulated for women's hair care called Caranique. Call 1-800-600-1578. Caranique includes the only FDA-approved product clinically proven to regrow thicker, fuller hair. Plus, the Caranique system will give your hair incredible strength, softness, and shine while making it instantly effortless to manage. Find out how you can try it risk-free for 30 days by calling 1-800-600-1578 in the next 10 minutes. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-600-1578.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpress and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill.
Well, celebrity boxing has banned the Octomom from competing in future events.
No.
Yeah, that's a good news. Bad news is it now means she has more time for porn, so that's not...
That is good news.
Well, I guess fall pretty much underway. Everybody had a nice last weekend of summer. I heard Clint Eastwood spend his at the beach talking to an empty lounge chair.
No, I get it.
And former President Clinton will speak at the Democratic Convention tonight in North Carolina. Clinton's so excited about getting to be back in the spotlight, he decided to bring a date.
What?
Bring a date.
Yeah, I get it.
Oh. Womanizer.
Ladies, man.
Come on, Dan. And finally, Actually, missing from the political events tonight is Hillary Clinton. She's all the way over in China. Officials say we shouldn't read too much into it. She's just meeting with the kids that sew together her pantsuits.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Been too long since we had Hillary pantsuit jokes. Yeah. Thanks for bringing it back. Thank you, Bill.
You got it. Bye.
All right. There he goes. Don't go away. A great joke coming up in one of the classics in the Playhouse. It is 5 o'clock at